On Wednesdays, we talk about the workplace, and today we're going to return to a theme we began looking at last week, the youngest generation of workers to fill up office cubicles, the 18 to 25-year-olds. Last week, we had a report from one of those workers, herself a self-described millennial, Hannah Jaffe-Walt.
A childhood of self-esteem. Our parents really wanted us to have it, and were terrified we wouldn't. So every kid on the soccer team got a trophy. Our grades were inflated, our teachers threw out their red pens. And now we're moving all our very special selves into your office.
So employers need to learn how to deal with this millennial generation. That's the message from Annika Hilmo, a consultant who specializes in demographic shifts in the workplace.
The millennials came of age just a couple of years ago, and we started to see a huge shift in terms of how people were interacting in the workplace as a result. This is a generation that is the MySpace generation, so they're used to getting feedback, for example, very differently from previous generations. They're used to things happening very quickly, things happening at the click of a button. They're used to being guided along the way. Their parents took care of them very differently compared to previous generations. So they're used to being mentored along the way. Now they're coming into the workplace and they're expecting the same kinds of interactions as they've had while they were growing up.
So how do you advise bosses to deal with this generation of a worker?
This generation of workers, if you take care of them and you work with them, they're going to be very loyal and very supportive of the work that you do. If they find meaning in the work that they do, if they feel like they're included, they will give you their everything in terms of the work that they're doing. So working with them is going to be imperative to getting them to stick around. And the way to do that is to fold them into the things that you're doing, keep them informed, giving them a heads up of what's happening and how what they're doing really fits in with the overall scheme of things.
Are these workers changing the institutional culture at workplaces yet?
I don't know that they're changing them yet, but they're about to. They're just starting to work, but as we're seeing the baby boomers gradually move into a different phase of their lives, the millennials are going to change workplaces even more. And in order for businesses to stay competitive, they really have to listen to what they have to say and what their needs are, as much as the millennials themselves also need to listen to what's going on already in workplaces so that we can meet somewhere in the middle.
Just finally, let's turn this around. You teach communication at Loyola Marymount University. What advice do you have for your students for helping to bridge this generational gap?
One is to get a mentor when they get to work, and this is not their supervisor. A lot of them think that their supervisors can be mentors. They don't necessarily recognize the different relationship that you have with your boss. I'd also encourage millennials to look at their own lives as a project in and of itself. We know that their baby boomer parents have been very supportive of them all along, and many millennials move back home after they graduate. Well, for an employer, really the best way that you can show that you can take care of a project is by starting to take care of your own life as a project. And that means paying your own bills, paying your own way.
So you're saying get an apartment.
I'm saying get an apartment.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Annika Hilmo is a workplace consultant with the Interchange Group.